Hey.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the official Are We Canceled Yet podcast with your host.
JoJo.
Oh, she gave a little
Damn, you heard that rub
listen. Wait
out.
a minute. I'm gonna call you out a minute. And your girl Tamika, aka Encore, aka Meek Meek, aka Work in Progress.
AKA birthday girl, because somebody's birthday.
Okay. Before we get on that note, thank you. But also, it has been brought to my attention that I have been looking a mess. This comes from a viewer, Sade. I hope that you're looking. I'm 1,000% aware. I am in transition for my birthday.
Wait,
Not be seeing this hair.
not your shorty say you looking a mess on camera.
Was like, are you gonna do your hair before you get on the camera? Look, going blonde is a task, but I
Baby,
promise
listen.
you, next time you see me, you're gonna
Baby,
be seeing a
listen.
bad bitch, okay?
Leave it to a true home girl.
You're gonna be,
Keep
bruh,
you
I was like,
humble.
what?
Leave
You
it to a true home girl
noticed?
to keep you
And
humble.
I noticed. I've also been told to stop wearing hoodies. I cannot promise that.
Who else told you to stop wearing hoodies besides
Look,
me?
I've been getting criticized.
You know what? Did I tell you to stop wearing a hoodie? No, I
You
did tell you
never
not
told
to
me that, but it's
because I
wild.
wanted one.
Oh, I was about to say, but now I know you've been talking shit about me behind my back.
No, I would never do that. I like to talk shit in front of your face because I like to see your reaction.
That's true. It's disrespectful. The look of disrespect. That's what I'm giving. But through all the criticism, face card never declines, baby.
Period.
So, I will be here taping, but I will take your comments in consideration.
And by consideration,
Listen, on a more positive note, my girl sung her intro, and I feel like it's because she's looking extra luscious.
baby, wait a minute. Come on. Shout out to our sponsor, not so sponsor. Let's go ahead and give them a shout out, a brief moment of recognition. Now back to my hair that is not from a sponsor, but I touch.
I don't
OQ
know.
hair, baby. Okay, get into this V part wig with minimal
It's
leave out. You know what I'm
looking,
saying? Kinky straight,
it's looking real natural, honey.
kinky straight. I'm feeling a little bitty bitty bamba.
And
I
just to be
even got on
clear,
my earrings that my girl got me from Cartagena. You know what
oh
I'm saying?
my gosh, those are gorge. Let me see again. I love that because I've never gotten anything from Cartana.
I don't think you've asked. Every time somebody goes somewhere,
Oh,
I ask for something. So,
that is true.
yeah.
That is true.
Closed mouths don't get fed, honey.
As I won't be asking because I myself will be in Cartana here soon,
Yeah, you will.
buying my own earrings.
Yeah,
Thank
you
you
will. And I'm
for
not
a
gonna say
birthday
what I'm bringing
turnout.
back. I'm not gonna say what I'm bringing back. Go, go, go,
Don't.
go, go, go.
I'm not gonna say who I'm leaving in customs. Bruh,
You think it's gonna be in my bag?
it's gonna be in my. I'm not bringing one. Susie's back.
Now I'm gonna put everything in Susie's bag. And again, Susie, you better be listening.
1,000% sure she does. So if you do get caught, you brought this on yourself.
I feel like every episode we just gonna continue to shout people out.
Because I know it's a couple people.
Yep.
Again, that said, you should do a podcast. You and JoJo should do a podcast together. And we did.
We did.
And where you at? Because I checked and not, none of y'all, one of our 8 followers.
We got eight
Not one of y'all is one of our 7 followers.
Somebody can subscribe.
My gosh. Okay. So, our topic as we ramp up the holiday season, some Christmas movies. I'm not gonna lie, I'm way behind.
I'm not.
I need to watch every movie on BET.
I started back in October. Gang, gang.
I started with these three and a half. So yeah, I got some making up to do. And I'm gonna do it because there was a few that I saw on BET that I was like, oh wait. Or was it Lifetime?
Probably both.
It's something with
Because
Tank.
Hallmark got some good stuff out too.
But it was something with Tank. Commercial came up. I don't know. Yeah, buddy. I don't know what network.
I didn't see that.
It was
Well, let
also
me
something
find it and jot it
which
down for Friday's event.
this trailer had the worst acting I've ever seen in my life. Okay, I'm no, I'm gonna sit by that.
Tell me about it.
It had Danny Lay and old boy from
Wait, what, the one with
All the
the one
Queen's
with Romeo
Men.
Miller?
All the Queen's Men. The one
That's
that's the old girl from Sisters.
yes, that came out last year.
I
It's
just saw
so
the commercial and
good.
they was running and they were tired.
It's
I don't
so
know
good.
if you can't. How do you not act? How do you fail at acting tired when you could just run and be tired?
It's so good. I love
It
that.
was only a short bit of the trailer. Do I want to watch it? Yes. But I was like, oh, it makes me so angry. I'm not in a movie.
You know what? You know what really makes me angry?
What?
I'm not gonna call out specifics, but just piggybacking on that particular movie, how they are getting musicians and putting them in lead roles.
From a professional standpoint, upset. But from a just,
Marketing, it makes sense.
no, not even marketing, just personal. She just went through a lot with my guy and she needed something. Because the
Music.
thing she was, yeah,
Music.
but it was probably, it was messy. But
Yeah.
I got her in a whatever. I like Danny, so it, I didn't get it.
I mean, I like her,
So
but
I can only be so jealous because I didn't get it. At first, I thought you were talking about me and my timeliness, but you weren't. And that makes me happy.
nah, I ain't feel like talking shit. I feel like I talk shit enough about how late you are and how you need an assistant.
One
One day when we get a sponsor.
day. One, as soon as I get a sponsor, all that money will go to assistant slash social media.
Oh yeah. Heavy on the social media because baby,
Yes.
listen.
It's gonna go to that.
I'm tired.
Sponsors.
Tired. Okay, let's get into these movies.
Okay. I want to start off because you gave me a list
Yes.
and I started with Santa Camp because that's what I had access
Documentary.
to.
For
And
those of you who
immediately,
haven't watched it, it's a documentary on Max.
yes. And immediately I thought, what the fuck is this? It's a documentary. And I got real pissed.
It's so good.
And then I started watching it. And I said, oh, what joy does this bring me?
It's so good. Also, it never dawned on me that people had an issue with Santa being different nationalities. Why?
Oh, for sure.
Why?
Sure. I mean, cause they got Coca-Cola Santa in their mind. They were like, okay, so first, spoiler alert, this is about expanding the range of Santas because Santa can be any nationality and everyone should feel like they can go to a Santa and be like, damn, I look like you. I might fuck with you a little bit more than a white Santa,
Yeah, but
which
that's
was
not bad.
presented by Coca-Cola. To sell Coca-Cola and they did a great job. So now they have made this camp that you can go and learn to be Santa and there's fundamentals. And then Mrs. Santa. And now the new generation is like, what? I'm not about to be Mrs. Santa just over here backing up my mans because I'm a boss myself and everybody needs to know.
Hey,
So when you want
yo.
somebody to come out, know that there's equal pay for Santa and his head. Because I'm bringing a lot to the table. And I was like, okay,
Yeah,
I'm
but
not
the
calling
way
you
they was
Dr.
talking, The way they was talking, like the packages, the difference between the packages between taking a picture with Santa and then taking a picture with Santa and Mrs. Claus. I
Yeah.
was like,
Like it's a 50-cent difference. Like,
he was trying to be funny, but my girl clocked him. She looked at him and she was like,
what?
anyway.
Yeah. So I was like, this is cute as fuck. The Black Santa situation pissed me off, but
Always.
he came to the plate and I loved it. And his decorations were fire.
They were fire. First of all,
Oh, it was so
I don't
cute.
understand why people have, if this is my house and I decorate my house for the holidays, why do you have an issue with it? And
It
then
was
you're gonna send a
all hair
threatening note. The least you could do is put a return address because
life.
we need to have a conversation.
But it sounded like it was written to Santa. Like, first off, you
The
grown.
first thing I thought, I was
Ew.
like, is this another Santa sending it to him?
Or are you upset because you want to be Santa?
I don't know. But in the beginning, when it had the Santas and they were sitting down eating lunch, and he was like, well, Santa is white. We don't need to explain. I was like, you said this on camera?
What? Oh wait. Oh, fuck. I just thought about
What?
the Santa, the disabled Santa.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. When I say that was the best, and he had his parade. Oh my gosh, and he
I'm
was
not
so
gonna hold
awesome.
you. When it got to the parade, I lost it.
I might have cried a little bit
I
too.
was in here when I said, like,
Oh my
I
gosh, and
completely
he did
lost it.
so good.
It was so good. And that was the only thing he ever wanted in life was to be Santa Claus.
Oh, to be sad. Oh my gosh. And the mom was so happy.
He was crying. The sister was crying. I was crying.
The fact that he had to go to Santa camp and get certified and get probably some publicity behind him to be able to be Santa in the parade pissed me off because you shouldn't have to go through all of that. But everybody in the town,
But I'm glad he
were
got
they
the.
carrying him?
They had no, I think they it would look like it was just a regular float, and you know how that you guide the float.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they was just guiding the float, like how they
Determined,
normally do at the parades. But it was so
and I
beautiful.
love it. I totally want to see that, Santa.
It was so
It
beautiful.
was such a good documentary. My birthday's coming up. If someone would like to send me to Santa camp, I would go. I would go 1,000%.
Pause.
Yes.
What you gonna do at Santa Camp, baby?
I'm gonna learn to be Mrs. Santa. When I'm married and retired or a house mom, I'll probably be Mrs. Santa at the mall for Christmas every year. Represent. Speaking of that,
You
before
and
we go
Santa
on
gonna
to
be
the net,
arguing.
I highly recommend Santa Camp if you're still in the holiday spirits and you want your belly tickled a little bit. And your heartstrings pulled on, and a good cry is good stuff.
And a good yelling at the TV because it's gonna piss
It's,
you off.
it has its ups and downs.
Baby, listen.
I loved the transgender Santa because everyone deserves representation. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, it didn't hit me as hard because I don't identify as those things. The black one hit me, the disabled one hit me. I've been in healthcare for a long time, but I do love that there's representation. Everyone should have representation. It shouldn't be an issue. And for those people to come and boycott and all
Oh,
this,
when they were
thank
calling and
you.
threatening, now that was crazy.
Yeah.
That
And
was
they're
crazy.
like, we didn't even put the address out there. We just went to people that are in our community and letting them know, hey, we have someone here for you too. Fire. But for y'all to find out where it's at, who was the mole? Because somebody told.
I don't know, but it was also so crazy to me. Well, it's not crazy to me, but it still shocks me that when they were talking about having a representation for a trans Santa, they was like, there's trans children out there. And I'm like, trans children? Because most of the time, children that go see Santa Claus are like kids, like 8 and under.
Yeah, I ain't seen them on there that young. There was some like preteen.
I could see that preteen because you're still trying to get to know yourself. You're having these feelings. You don't know how to decipher your feelings a little bit. So I can get that for the, for the preteens and stuff like that. But for the kids, not my lane. I ain't gonna speak on it because
Yeah,
really
I
gonna get
think
canceled if we say too much.
the whole point is preserving your innocence, and we should be doing that for our children. So I loved it. Love, love, love. Side note, as soon as I get my hair done, I'm going to take a picture with Black Santa at Crenshaw Mall. I'm sit on his lap.
Oh, should we do are we canceled yet? A photo op?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Oh, I love this.
Should we do it this weekend?
Yes, because
Okay.
I'm you.
Period. And I got my. Oh, should we dress up like Mrs. Claus? That's doing too much. Never mind. Because he gonna have two Mrs. Claus. Santa Claus going
Santa
back to
Claus
the ghetto.
don't turn into Neo. Everyone deserves representation. And that's Santa. He's balling.
Santa Claus, Mrs. Neal. Shout out to Neo if you looking for some people to be in your music video.
I thought you was about to say something else. You got a
No,
boyfriend.
thank you. Also, I don't get down with sharing juices, but that's another conversation for another time.
Neo.
Of any
I talked
kind.
about if you need another one. Huh?
No, thank you.
You got the booty
Yo,
for it. Oh.
look, I just Neo doesn't meet my requirements. I'm just
Oh
gonna
my gosh.
at all.
Next movie.
Next movie.
All
Okay.
right.
A Very Merry Beauty Salon on Lifetime with my girl, Tia Mari.
Immediately. I saw the leads and I said yes. Yes. I
Yeah.
know where this is gonna go. I push play. Sister, sister,
Yeah.
yeah, sister. And I was like, yes. They're gonna fall in love. I already know everything that's gonna happen. And I'm gonna watch it and I'm gonna
The
like
chemistry was
everything.
already there. It was already there.
Oh, I ain't gonna hold you. He been fine forever. But it was some lines in there. I was just like,
Wait, which
I
one?
can get it.
Which one?
All right. The last speech when he was talking about the vines.
Oh, when he was talking about how his granddaddy made
Yes.
me up.
Yes. And he was talking about her. And I was like,
That was sexy.
that's
No.
how I, wait, this is how I be for real when I'm watching it and to be like,
Not you be blushing like, oh my God, I can't believe he said that.
that's how I am in real life too. That's why my dates be horrible. So, that, and then there was another line. Oh, I was like, dang, I should write this down.
Bro, when why you gonna write it down? You gonna go on a date and be like, hey, say this.
Gonna come back like, JoJo, I'm in love. I'm in love. He's a poet.
Wrote down everything he should say, and he said it
Hey.
verbatim. I love him.
No. Oh, man. Okay.
Wait, when
I
they
don't
were
remember,
talking,
but they were
when they
on a
were doing the
date.
wine and he was doing the tasting. Now you know that got me. Right there, I was like, have his baby.
And he was like, I love wine. And I do too.
And I love you. And
I love you. And
I love you.
I love you. I love him. I feel like this is like the fifth movie I done saw with her, and they said she can't dance in it. I feel like that's an ongoing thing. I also could be making this up. I could be making it up.
You
But it
might
was cute
be
as
thinking of her sister, because her sister's in a couple.
and they're like, you can't dance. And they just like, that's an ongoing joke. So now I just know neither of them can dance. Yeah. Okay. Glad we cleared that up. But it was destined to be great with them two in it.
But wait, Did you see and only the sister people will catch this when they were dancing at the end? When they was at the ball. They was at the ball and then her best friend moved out the way, you know, they was dancing and then when they put like the up tempo music on, they did the sister bounce.
Oh, I didn't pay attention
Oh
enough.
my God, you got to watch it again. You got to watch it again to that
Dang,
moment.
I'll watch it
Because as
again.
soon as I saw it,
I was like, nostalgia.
I was
Dang,
like, that's
okay.
the episode where Tyreek, Tia, and then the other chocolate one, when they went out to the club and they weren't supposed to go and they did a they went to a club.
Oh man, I gotta see it.
Yes!
I gotta see. I love when they do stuff like that.
So cute. I
I
was like, I
love.
love this so much.
Yeah, Shorty came home from the army.
Oh,
Tear.
that was such a good moment.
All right, tear. I knew he was gonna come, but
I knew
and
he was going.
then old girl with the pass, and she's giving Shorty a chance. Like,
I let me think
love.
of her
This is
name. I
love.
can't think of her name. I know she's a comedian, but she has really been getting into her acting bag, and she is
And she's doing a good job.
doing a really good job.
This is what I noticed, though.
What?
This could segue us into the next movie that
Mm-hmm.
I will be honest, I did not watch, but I very much so want to watch it.
You started watching it though.
Not
Oh,
that one.
her name is Coco Brown. Coco Brown.
Let me tell you. Christmas movies or love movies. No, I'm gonna stick with holiday movies with black people. Why they in the hair salon all the time? Y'all always in the hair business. You pick up
Look,
on that?
that you want to know why?
Yes.
Because the Christmas movies, most of them, like Lifetime, for example, are ran by white people.
So they
White
like
people already
black
have a
hair.
perception of black people, and it's hair, nails, ghetto, and they want to make it loved.
Yeah. Like they're business owners, I love that, but everybody trying to make a conditioner or own a salon or something. We can do more.
We can definitely do
We
more.
kill that industry, but we can do more.
We
And
can.
that's why I said that reminds me of the movie that I didn't watch, that I very much so want to watch. That, okay, tell me if I'm wrong, because I just did a ran through with my girlfriend.
Wait,
Mario.
you talking about Style Me for Christmas?
Yes.
Oh.
All I know is this is what I heard, and then I'm watching.
Okay.
Mario is a cheater. That's how my girlfriend told me. Mario is a cheater.
Now,
An
okay,
old
you can
girl
watch it because that
and he's a pop star. So his manager put some shit together to make it feel like, oh, okay, y'all found the love because the public really not fucking with you. And she probably like plus size, and they're gonna be like, oh, we mess with him because
okay,
he plus size
yeah, because
girlfriend.
she's
So
pregnant.
then the ex-girlfriend come in the picture, but Mario really feeling her like, oh my gosh, and I don't know if he embarrassed or something, or he get back with his ex. I don't know who cheated on who, but she called him a cheater, so I'm assuming he cheated on Ray.
Well, I will say they weren't technically together yet. She brought him on as a stylist, or she brought the manager brought Raven Goodwin's character on as the stylist because he needed an image. And what she wanted them to do, she wanted him to like fake, you know, fall for her. But they weren't together when he was messing back with his ex yet. And it honestly, I hate to say this, it's a BET movie, so some stuff just don't make sense with the timeline. Because later on, when they get to like a fashion show or something, he's like, "Oh yeah, you know, my girlfriend designed this," and I'm like, "When did
What? You
y'all?"
got
And
together.
it never solidified. Like the relationship never solidified. Like y'all are leading or y'all are dating. It really solidified as if, you know, we're still filling things out, but this is still a professional relationship. That all of a sudden, boom. On camera, he's like, my girlfriend. Which it could have been on purpose because it could have been like a gaslighting moment, possibly. But some stuff I was just like, but it was the scene with the cabin. Okay,
Oh, there's a cabin.
the manager was like, okay, like his tour dates or like his press dates, press release dates or some shit. They got moved around, they added on some more dates, and then while she's on the phone with them. Hey, the hotel called me and said that the rooms are booked. So she ended up canceling the room while she's talking to them and was like, "Oh, but I booked y'all at Airbnb. It's only one bedroom though."
Perfect.
So they get there and he's
Perfect.
sleeping on the couch, very respectful, very
That's very
gentlemanlike.
nice, but no need. No need for that, baby.
Especially when he's over here cooking with an apron and no shirt on.
Okay, that was my question. I was patiently waiting, but I was gonna ask, did that shirt come off at the kid?
It did.
Because I would download BET Plus right
It
now.
did. And it's so funny because she was like, "Oh, you making breakfast? Oh, did this help?" She pointed it out. I was like, "Yes." Now that right there, that's how you know they had black
Oh,
writing.
wait, did this help with him not having a shirt on?
Yeah. Cause that's how you know they had black writers. Cause we gon' regardless of the situation, we gonna find a moment to clown you. Like, "Oh, was this necessary?
Yeah.
Did this make the food? Did this help you season the food?
Want to watch
It's so good, baby." And then when he came in for that kiss and she did a little,
It
yeah.
was one, though. Because of course I watched the trailer and they kissed, and I was like, this is probably why I have not booked anything with a man yet.
Is your fall in love?
Give me Mario. Give me Mario, and that kiss gonna be real inappropriate.
And his acting was great.
Yeah? I'm not surprised.
I feel like
Yo, man,
only
I
because
know. It's like, I'm great. Yeah, and
that's
I'm
what I'm saying. I feel like he's playing himself.
because I do think he was a smooth motherfucker.
Oh yeah, I think he's smooth too. Because whenever he's talking, especially when he directs to the ladies, especially on stage, he does a little thing.
He do. I saw him on stage.
Yeah. And I'll be like, "All right, you ain't gotta do
Look, it was Mario on one hand singing his ass off. Oh, and then it was Omarion on the other end eating a watermelon. And I was like, oh
that." Oh, wait,
no.
you talking about for at the Verses?
Where was you there? Did you
No,
go?
I didn't go because it was COVID outside.
I don't even know if it was was it Versus? Because Pleasure P was there and Ray J.
Was Verses.
Okay, I don't know, but I was
I
just
was
like,
mad. I was mad. I was like,
I'm
girl.
just happy to be here.
I was like,
I'm
"I'm
just
keeping you
happy to
cute with a
be here.
mask on."
Oh man, I was out there with my mask on in the crowd. Hey.
Babe, listen. I'm just
With
trying to
Bobby
make a
V
music
too. Ooh.
video.
It was good. All right. I didn't see that one, but I do 1,000% intend to. I did almost complete the Christina Milian one.
Netflix. Meet me next Christmas.
Meet me next Christmas. That one lured me in. It had Koofy. I said, oh yeah, chocolate. Watching that. And then it had my guy, Zatima. I said, yes, Christina. Look. You be doing a Christmas movie. You be doing a holiday movie, especially
She be doing
the one
problematic
before with
girl.
Cinqua. They gonna put you in a holiday movie
Bruh,
with
and
chocolate
the thing
sexy
about it
man.
is, they always put her in the most problematic ones. Like,
Oh.
before we get on this, let's just get on the one with that has Cinqua in it.
Yeah.
You went with your ex's brother? Even after you found out, I would have been like, "Yo, my bad. Also, we've been dating all this time and I ain't never met your family. I ain't
I'm
never met your brother."
mad. I haven't met them, but I haven't seen a picture.
Hello?
I don't even know what your
And
family
then
looks
after
like.
you find out, y'all still look what? No, problematic. And then this one, Meet Me Next Christmas, problematic. You get out of a long relationship, and just because you want to feel something for the holidays, you decide to go on this whole big extravagant adventure to find a man that you met one night.
Are you mixing up the movies?
No, that's what happened in Meet Me Next Christmas. She met Kofi.
Oh, okay. I was
Met
thinking about the other
Kofi
one.
back. Yeah,
Okay,
exactly.
yeah.
Both of them are so
I
problematic, you can't tell the difference.
was like, and what's the relationship? What's the what's Kim? What's the similarity? Chocolate, sexy men.
Oh, I was gonna say that she's a whore.
She's just she in her 30s. That says enough.
Ooh.
We connected. I think you're my husband. I'm about to find you.
I love you. Regardless of the fact, if
I
you got a brother.
enjoyed what I watched of the movie. I did not
Why did you
watch
stop
the.
the movie? Because I don't think you enjoyed it if you stopped it.
Okay, they kind of. All right. First off, pentatonics entered. Don't know black men like pentatonics. I felt like this was unrealistic at the beginning. Unless you into musical theater.
Netflix.
Okay, exactly. So I was like, okay. And then the cousin said they got to go to the drag show and win.
First
And
of
I'm
all,
like, that's where you lost me.
that was a lot.
He was so funny though.
He was hilarious in the way
He
he did.
was
But I'm
so funny.
like, y'all doing all of this. I think that's also the problem
Win these
that I have.
pentatonic tickets that he also loves, and he like
Wait. And then Pentatonic is following their story on Twitter or TikTok or I think it was Twitter or something like that. What?
yeah,
They're
I'm
not.
like, this is just a little
And they
too
redo the whole show to bring them together.
unrealistic. This is a little too unrealistic, and that's when I was like, I'm done. I'm done.
What? That brings me to my point of it's realistic. I mean, it's unrealistic, but we eat it up when it's white characters.
Oh, I thought you were saying
We,
something else.
you know, we eat it out when it's white characters, but when we put black people in moments and situations like that in those movies, it's like
Because it's me. I know how I'm gonna be.
we would
I'm
never.
not going through all of this.
Also, a year later, I'm not thinking about you, sir. I done forgot.
Like
I done forgot.
a year later, I've been done found you on social media, and if I didn't, JoJo did and told
For
me
sure.
everything about your life, and I
For
know where
sure.
you got to go have coffee tomorrow.
For sure.
A whole year? Not gonna happen. I'm gonna eat
All
it up though. And what it does is ruins my mind. Because now I want some love shit like that. Because I'm about to buy a ticket to the next Pentatonix concert, and I haven't even seen it
Wait,
before.
I immediately thought, oh, maybe I should get I'm gonna let you live out your moment, and we're gonna go when we catch our flight. We're gonna go into the lounge, and me and Susie, we gonna back off and let you do your thing,
And
okay?
talk to people.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh my
And then you gotta
gosh.
make a year deal with them
To come.
to meet back in a year. If we're both single at the time,
One,
come back.
this might happen because with y'all gonna make me take shots.
For sure.
And at that time, anything is possible.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
might have a party in the Delta Lounge.
Oh, for sure.
We don't know.
Sure. Because I don't go on planes sober.
I do. And then I take a nap.
That's dumb.
But I am going to talk to everyone at the airport
Yes, you
because I'm
should.
trying to be more
And
social.
I'm gonna record it.
And I've been watching my sister, and she talks to a lot of random people.
Do she really?
Oh, it's the worst.
Oh,
I say a worst.
it is. I was about to say, I hate that so much.
My gosh, she talks to everybody.
About what?
She just picks stuff. She'll go. And we was like, I went with her flying. And we just went to like have a drink. She went to have a drink. I had water. And then she turns to the person. Hey, where are you flying to? Oh my gosh, you're Delta. I'm Delta too. Oh my gosh, I've been to blah, blah, blah. What? We should link up. Yes, let me put you on the book to have a meeting. And then she actually has a meeting.
No.
I'm like, what? I'm never gonna meet anyone at the airport. Not
Never.
romantically, not friendship-wise.
No.
Like, I'm not about to talk to you until the plane come. Please don't talk to me on the flight. Please
You say
don't
that, but
talk to me.
literally the last flight we were on together, which was our first trip, by the way, you did great.
Thank you.
I heard you, and we weren't even sitting near each other.
He talked to me.
Baby, you was kikiing
I will
it
kiki. I am the queen of kiki. I
up. Oh,
will
you was the
not start.
because when I tell you I am level 12 BITCH on a plane,
I will not start
headphones in, quit
the
talking to me, and I'm looking up too. Ain't no telling what's gonna come out my mouth. You better quit talking.
But sometimes I want to talk to you.
No.
I do like conversing. I just will not start it. I have the same spiel. Hey, y'all. I'm about to put in my headphones. I'm gonna go to sleep. Wake me up if y'all go to the bathroom. So then I can go ahead and go to the bathroom. So I ain't gotta wake y'all up. If I'm asleep and they bring the snacks and drinks, don't wake me up. Take it for yourself. See you in 4 hours.
Why? Why?
Bathroom? Okay.
I don't even give them that satisfaction. If you gotta go pee, go pee. If the snacks come, get your
I
snacks.
hate asking people to get up.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna hold you. I don't ask them to get up. I just climb over them.
I do that to my friends.
I do it to everyone, ass
No.
in the face, every time.
When me, Susie, and Erica went to Hawaii, when I say they were knocked out, I just slid across every time. I slide in and slide out.
Let's see how easy it's gonna be for you to slide in and slide out with Susie in the middle and me on the end.
I feel like y'all gonna make me pee on myself. I ain't even gonna hold you. Did I get the window? I got the aisle. I
You
got
got
the
the
aisle. You got the
seat.
window.
I didn't pick any window seats.
I got all the windows. I'm bound to have to tinkle at least once.
That's okay. I have a strict ping schedule. I'll put you on.
You also have no legs, so I won't have an issue climbing over you.
Excuse me. Slander. Slander.
It
That's
would be slander
crazy.
if it wasn't correct.
Wow.
Wait, do we have another movie? Because we're gonna keep talking forever.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Moving,
Do we?
moving, moving. Oh,
I
wait.
think
Let's
both of
go
them.
back. Let's go back to Stop Me for Christmas.
Okay.
Please, we haven't seen it. Okay. So I will say what I really loved about this.
Alert. Continue.
I'm gonna spoil it. What I really love about this movie is that the main character was plus size and dark skin. The two quote unquote undesirable things that they, that Hollywood claims, that's not desirable. And I don't know why they feel like plus size women can't fall or plus size men can't fall in love. Like,
Oh.
do you notice that there's not too many rom-coms or like or Christmas
That is
movies
true.
with like a plus size lead?
I have been seeing more plus size women
But do you know why
as
though?
the romantic
Because the
interest.
directors have been women.
Is that why?
Yes.
I've been seeing that more, and they have been on the
And it's been
brown
beautiful.
skinner complexions.
And it's
I
been
love that.
beautiful.
I
Look,
do love
give me
that.
booty. I need to see booty on camera.
But it also just made me think, I've never seen a plus size man as the love interest.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. You're
Never.
on to something. I've never seen a plus size man as a love interest in a movie. I mean, other than Nutty Professor. But he took an Ozempic, a 90s Ozempic pill, and became skinny.
Dang. Okay. And then I was even thinking about the white ones. Jack Black got the holiday,
Oh, fat,
but
fat
yeah.
Sal. Oh
What?
no, she it was still the woman that was big.
Yeah. Wow.
Then yeah, there's not too many, and honestly, for real, Jack Black. I mean, you would kind of call him maybe plus size because of his belly, but
I mean,
honestly,
he's not. Yeah,
yeah.
he's not for real, for real. I'm
Jack.
trying to think of
And I've never seen him in a love movie. I've never seen him in a
The
movie.
Holiday.
The Holiday. What's The Holiday?
Oh, it's lovely. Oh,
And it
it's lovely.
has Jack. When did it come out? Let me Google it.
Long time ago. So I think it's other like cross the sea over the international. When they say they're going on vacation, they go on holiday. They take a holiday.
Right.
Oh, I believe. Dang, I can't even remember.
That
I should
came
have
out in 06.
They end up at the wrong locations for their holiday, and then they just like fell in love with each other. The different
Some
characters.
unrealistic-ish.
I'm like, gosh, I want it to happen, but I have to go on a holiday. I love that. I love going on vacation, meeting random people,
How do you love that when
being
you
in it.
don't do that?
I do it sometimes. It depends on who I'm with and the people that know when I go with y'all. We be finding somebody. But it's just vacation, like vacation friends. Just get a little flirty, flirty. This is not going anywhere. It was a good time.
I'm not a flirter, so I don't
Excluding
brag.
Jamaica, because that was a different situation.
Oh my God. Did
I'm
you
not
just
even gonna
bring
get
up
into that.
people on the
But just know it was not how Stella got her groove back.
podcast?
It was how Stella ran for her life.
Somebody got their groove.
How Stella ran for her life. I get my
Baby,
little flirty flirt and take my ass home because I'll be burping.
Jamaica, Jamaica.
It was good times. So I was like, I felt very inspired after these because I love a holiday movie. I know how it's gonna end. I started rewriting my holiday movie. Let's see how long it takes me to finish it.
Know why you just don't
It's
the
so
stuff
good.
that you write, just pitch it. Like it really be good stuff. You be in your head a lot.
That's why.
Like Tempt to Hire, I'm putting it out there. She got a comedy sitcom called Tempt to Hire. Tamika Hill original. What's up?
Working on it, working on it. I don't know. I'm a perfectionist. I feel like it has to be
There's
perfect.
no such thing as perfection.
I know.
Everything that gets picked up is imperfect.
Yeah, it's a progress. And then it comes up with
The
it.
people who are paid the big bucks are the ones that should make it perfect or the standard or television standard.
I'm
That's not
like,
our job.
oh.
Our job is to bring the idea and try to plug into the contracts that we get a role.
If
Okay.
we're speaking on this already as we go into the new year, as I become a well, I'm already a year older, but as I go into my next year of life, I need to get my TV show finished and out there. I have a second pitch for a revamp type of that TV show, which I need at least the trailer done. I do still want to record my song, but I need to find
Record
somebody.
it. Re-record it, or are you just gonna get it
Re-record
mixed
it.
and
I need to re I need to re-record it.
mastered?
I need to get with a somebody that knows how to read minds.
You need.
And I feel like there's someone out there that I'm gonna be like, okay, this is the song. Can you hear the music behind it? And they're gonna be like, I know exactly what you're looking for. I
Oh.
know there's people like that.
Okay.
So, boom, I need that song. And then my other show that is not for us to discuss.
Okay, New Year's resolution.
I can't even say that. It's just 35, baby.
I have one,
I'm strong.
and that is to quit my 9 to 5. Quit my 9 to 5 and be a consistently working actress.
If I my shows are out there, just win-win.
You trying to be the Coogler to my B. Jordan?
Yeah, except I'm being there too. But yes, partner up.
Yeah. We need that. We need to be networking across, and by across. Across. Because clearly,
Is consistent, our relationship.
my baby, listen, look.
And we do, but yeah, these holiday movies, I'm like, I could do this. I could write this. I could act in this. I could produce this. I could direct this.
I
Like,
would love to be in a holiday movie.
I need to get this. I've seen what you look like in love on the screen. It's real realistic and inspirational.
Oh, you talking about the project I did? I'm looking like, where you see that at? I got real disgusted real quick. That's crazy. Love. Ugh.
Oh,
Gross.
my mind went somewhere else. I was like, what? Different page. It's a different page.
Yeah, you know, she cute or whatever, a little college boo thing, you know.
Yeah, you look like it. Oh my gosh, I could see you in a bathtub in college. Especially with that hair.
Oh, my hair was longer than this in college.
Oh, you know, okay, I know your story. It's gonna be on BT. So it's a girl.
Yeah, I
Listen,
wanted to be on
if anybody takes this, it was from me. It could be 2v2. So it's a girl in college. She loses her scholarship and she's trying to figure out
Nobody's gonna take it. It's already out there, but continue.
she's going to school. She's going to school for business. And she, you know, she went through some stuff because everybody got to go through some stuff.
Of course.
I'm gonna say her mom and dad,
Of
my parents.
course.
So her mom was off of the books, so that's why she lost her academic scholarship because she's smart as fuck. So she like, all right, well, I got to make my way through. I love hair. I'm gonna be making wigs, and everybody knows her.
Did
And
we
then
just say about the hair salon?
that's why I said it's on BET. This is sounding real realistic. All right, so everybody knows her for making wigs. So then her homegirl was like, you need to be selling these wigs. So she like, all right, I'm gonna start selling them. Booming business. She's already going to school for a business major. But in the midst of that, she realized, like, why do I need to have this European hair to be on this high standard of whatever, whatever? Because everybody know her with the wig. So she starts to embrace her natural.
Period.
And she's still making wigs though. But
Period.
now she expanded to
Pinky.
a pinky curly. And
Ooh.
it's big.
Which
And
is
you know,
my
she
next wig, by the way.
graduates and she has her business. She's an influencer. She has the wigs, but then she also gives back and she makes wigs for women with alopecia and leukemia.
Gotta wait. Clock it.
Sometimes I'm so good.
Clock it.
Sometimes I'm so good with this.
That was
Oh
amazing.
my gosh, the movie has everything you need. I'm gonna
That
cry. I'm
was amazing.
almost gonna cry.
You should cry because that's like six movies that's already out there like that, but yours is better.
But put it all together and you the
Yeah,
lead
that's
with that hair.
why I'm
Oh my gosh, it's so
here.
good. Wait, wait, wait. And then it says, see, this is how you meet your love interest because you always got to meet your love interest.
Of course.
You're rushing to class
And I
and you
bump into him.
fall. You fall and your wig fell off.
I fall.
You fail and your wig fell off. And it's like super embarrassing. But this tall 6'5" man come because he
Okay.
playing basketball with his homies and he help you up. And he's like, for real, like you don't even need that. You look
Wait,
bad.
describe him again.
He's 6'5".
Yeah, believable. Yeah.
Come from the basketball court and he helping you up, get your stuff. And he's like, you know
Baby,
what?
you should have led with that.
I had to put that in there for you.
You should have led with that.
I put that in there. That's where the unrealistic part comes in. Another one. He got to have muscles because this is BET. He got a six pack. He's obviously not college age, but we're going to keep him in there.
You gonna have a 5 o'clock shadow.
Like the wig fall, and he grab your face when you're getting up, and
With my wig cap on?
you ain't got no wig cap on. You so embarrassed. You just got some straight backs.
Oh, that's even worse than a wig cap.
But he's like, you know what? I don't even know why you need that. You're beautiful. And then he compliments you on your chocolate
Then I gotta
skin.
say something smart like, yeah, no, get off me.
But you also know that you got straight backs. Oh yes, and that's how you found out, like, you the one.
You
Oh my gosh.
know.
This is so good.
Oh,
I need to watch this tomorrow. Oh my
let
gosh.
me give you
If
a
anyone is
few.
interested in partnering on making this a movie, And I'm your homegirl that be in the dorm that you try all the wigs on. Cause I got locks and I need a wig. Oh my gosh. Fashion show with your wigs at the BSU.
What?
Oh.
Are you crying? It's so good.
Gotta write this.
You gotta write it.
Oh my gosh, Kane. I'm gonna have to watch this episode because I forget everything I just said. Woo! That was a roller
Are you
coaster.
implying that you don't watch our episodes?
Yeah, but I'm gonna have to watch this one to take notes. Oh man, that's about to be good.
All right. On that note, y'all, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that jazz. Time for JoJo's unpopular opinion.
She's doing the most because she got her hair done.
Yeah.
I never did this.
Okay, so unpopular opinion. Very unpopular because people yelled at me when I said this.
What?
I think that it is strange when you were on a date, you were sitting beside your date instead of across. It's very strange.
Oh, I think that's a popular one.
Why, why are we sitting beside each other?
Is this a first date?
No. I see couples that's been together for years still do this. People on first dates do it. Like, it's weird. Why are we beside each other? There's a whole seat over here, especially in the booth. Are we waiting on somebody? Get in front of me,
For
because
once,
now
I agree.
my neck hurt because I gotta keep doing this.
For once, I agree with
And
you.
then we bumping into each other trying to eat.
Yeah,
Move
that's
out my way. And that's all I got for today's episode. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. And we will catch you on the next episode of Are
Are
We?
we canceled
Bye.
yet?
I'm gonna keep saying bye until I find the stop recording button. Where's the stop record? Okay, bye for real. Oh shit. Okay, bye for real.